This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Sarah Castor-Perry. Still to come, we'll find out how volcanoes naturally acidify seawater and how the species nearby adapt to cope with it. But with rising CO2 levels in the atmosphere, which leads to higher acidity in the oceans, are we pushing these species too far? But first, we can have a look at what's been going on in the science headlines this week. Picking out a single voice in a noisy room can be quite a challenge. Our ears are assaulted by a wide range of noises that all compete for our attention, and yet somehow we're still able to enjoy a coherent conversation. Now, research suggests that the way that we move our heads may have a significant impact on how we interpret the sounds that reach our ears. How we distinguish different streams of audio has been studied for a long time. A very basic example is distinguishing between two tones in different patterns. So if you listen to a basic two-tone pattern that simply alternates A, B, A, then it's almost impossible to hear it as anything other than a sort of musical A, B, A sequence. But when we then hear it looped, ABA, 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 the brain will adapt and separate it into two streams so we can distinguish A, 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 A and B, B, B. So let's give that a go. Here's the simple sequence that you might first hear.
Yep, just three little notes, ABA.
Now, if we listen to it again but looped, you should find that after a while your hearing separates out into two different streams. It might take a few seconds to happen.
Yep, that's separating now. I can hear that.
Now, I find that happens very quickly for me. It definitely separates out. Now, here's the interesting thing that this new research has showed. So now I'm going to hit play again, and I want you to wait until you can interpret it as two different streams, and then just look around the room and see what happens. So here we go.
It sort of goes back into the ABA, ABA again.
That's right. What seems to happen when we move our heads is we pay attention in a different way, and it goes back to that galloping. We are no longer able to distinguish the two streams. But why is it that moving your head, even when the auditory environment, those sounds don't actually change, why should that cause you to lose your adaptation? To untangle the potential consequences of head movement, Hirohito Kondo and colleagues at the NTT Communication Science Laboratories in Japan set up what's called a robotic mimicry study, and they described it in the journal PNAS this week. A special robot, known as the telehead, was set up to exactly mimic the head movements of a series of volunteers who were in separate soundproofed rooms. Microphones in the robot's ear canal would then broadcast sounds to headphones that the volunteers were wearing, so they heard only and exactly what the robot was hearing. They then played a series of sounds much like these ABA sequences to the robot, and the volunteers were asked to move their heads. And then in a second series of experiments, the volunteers stayed dead still while the robot repeated their previous head movements. Now, crucially, that means that it presents the same acoustic cues to the volunteer, but without the changes in movement and the changes in attention that come with it. That then allowed the researchers to see if it's the change in the sound or if it's the head movement that was responsible for the change in perception. And oddly enough, they really found that it was both a sudden change in sound, either through intentionally moving your own head or through the auditory cues themselves changing, caused a resetting in the interpretation of the sound back to that single stream instead of the two streams. The authors then argue that the brain must rely on both head position and the relative difference in sound between our ears in order to interpret the audio environment. So it's quite a complicated thing that the brain is doing, but it needs to do it to pick out the gossip over cocktails.
I've always been really bad at that. In a noisy room, I'd sort of really concentrate on one person's conversation at a time, which I suppose is a good thing in a way. You're really listening to them.
Well, yes, you are. But at the same time, that chimes in with this work very well, because if you concentrate, you stay very still, you won't lose that adaptation. But then as soon as you do move, you will lose it. So this is also probably why we sort of try and stay very still when we're listening to somebody.
I'll have to make sure I remember to take a neck brace with me to the next cocktail party that I go to.